Last month for Thanksgiving, a 3-year-old boy wrote a note in crayon that said, "I love you, Daddy." His grandma folded it up, put it in a store-bought greeting card, and sent it to her son, the boy's dad, who's currently incarcerated at Concord State Prison. But the card never made it. That's because since May, the New Hampshire Department of Corrections has a new mail policy for all 2,756 of its inmates. No drawings, no greeting cards or postcards with any design or pictures on them.
The ban would include a Christmas card.
Gilles Bissonnette is legal director at New Hampshire's American Civil Liberties Union.
And it would include as well a prayer card with pre-printed images that are often sent to individual prisoners by religious organizations.
Bissonnette says inmates all over the state were reaching out to him to say they weren't getting mail their families were sending because of the DOC's new policy. Visits to prison are difficult for families to manage. Prison phone calls are expensive, so mail is one of the most relied on forms of communication for inmates and their families. And drawings, Bissonnette says, are one of the only ways kids can share something with their mom or dad in prison.
That's why we thought we needed to take action, because the policy is just so sweeping and bans innocent forms of speech that are just so meaningful this time of year.
Now the ACLU, on behalf of that 3-year-old and his grandma, are challenging the constitutionality of the DOC's policy. When the Department of Corrections announced their new policy in May, Commissioner William Wren explained they needed to ban greeting cards, postcards, drawings, or other depictions to stop an influx of drugs getting through the walls. Jeff Lyons is public information officer for the prisons.
Because people were using that as a method to deliver contraband, specifically Suboxone, to the prison.
Suboxone, a drug used for opioid withdrawal, which also gets you high, typically comes in the form of a film as thin as scotch tape, making it one of the easier drugs to hide. Lyons says for a few months, they were finding Suboxone every other day, hidden in envelopes.
Also had reports of people who were putting these Suboxone strips on drawings and basically coloring over them with marker or with crayon or something like that.
But what's really important is that no other state prison has done anything like this.
Peter Wagner directs the Prison Policy Initiative, a research group that tracks the effects of mass incarceration.
New Mexico considered and then rejected doing something similar in just one of their prisons, but this is unprecedented nationally for a state prison to start to restrict correspondence in this way.
Wagner says restrictive mail policies like this have been popping up in local jails around the country. Some of those have been reversed or dialed back after people sued or complained. Wagner says New Hampshire's justification for this just doesn't make sense.
The Department of Corrections is saying that this is about stopping drugs from being smuggled into the prison. But if that's the case, these rules are far too restrictive to meet that goal.
What the Department of Corrections' Jeff Lyons will say is that this policy is part of a long struggle to block drugs from getting smuggled in. The prisons recently changed the dress code for visitors. They also started taking mail out of the envelopes and giving it straight to inmates.
And since then, our mailroom tells me that they've not seen any problems. So the policy change appears to be working on our end.
But it's not working for inmates, says the ACLU's Gilles Bissonnette. He says even tighter inspections of mail would be better than banning what he calls, quote, all innocent speech. Bissonnette says his 3-year-old client doesn't plan to send a card this Christmas. For NHPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty.